We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I mean, I have so many ideas.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Some are simple, like take down traffic lights and eliminate the post office.
With AJ McCord.
I think this is going to be a really good bonding session. Guys love it when you can show them you're better than they are at something they love.
And Dusty Hera.
I've never taken the high road, but I tell other people to, because then there's more room for me on the low road.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
Don't be all like,
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Fan.
Hour number three, AJ and Dusty, which we talked at the beginning of the last hour about Joe Moorhead. He was in Will's update right there. In all likelihood, going to be announced as the head coach of Akron after the Pac-12 championship game this weekend, which was to be expected that he moves on. Akron is a weird move, though, but he has a history there, and it's close to his home of Pittsburgh. And this is something that Duck fans should expect, because when you have a good program, your coordinators get plucked.
Yes.
But Tom Herman's name was floated out by fans, and you see some people just kind of throwing his name out there. Andy Staples, The Athletic, talked to him, and apparently Tom Herman wants to stay in the NFL. He's been an analyst for the Bears this year, which I'm not sure if he's familiar with Matt Nagy's job security, but that one may be changing sometime in the near future.
Yes. And he said that his preference, quote unquote, is to remain in that league.
Yeah.
So it's not even with the Bears necessarily, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah. Bears.
But I don't think that that by any stretch of the imagination closes the door on him returning to college football. I think that just says that if you want me, you're going to need to woo me.
Yeah, and this will be a very interesting hire and process for the University of Oregon, because you're now in the hunt. You're searching for another guy. You do have, by the way, people on staff that have experience. McClendon, the receivers coach, came over from South Carolina, had in title. But this is going to be a huge hire for Oregon, because remember, this year they're ahead of schedule.
Yes.
Next year, expectations really start ramping up for this Oregon football program.
I also have a question on Herman, because I remember this happening, I believe, with Bielema. It's why he stayed away from college football for so long. And he was also an offensive analyst for the Patriots after he got fired from Arkansas.
Yeah.
Is that I wonder what Tom Herman's contract stated about being fired. If he stayed out of college football for X number of years, he continues to get paid.
The offset language.
So I wonder if that's why he says his preference is to remain in the league as opposed to coming back to college football. In which case, if it's money, then you can throw more money at that problem and it will go away.
Well, and that's a really interesting point there, because this is what Nick Saban does at Alabama. You remember, like, anybody who's been fired goes and coaches for Nick Saban. A lot of them are considered analysts and they're volunteers because they're getting paid buco bucks by another school.
Right.
And really, like, in Tom Herman's title, he's an analyst for the Bears.
Yes.
Right now. So I would say one thing, that if you're an Oregon fan, keep some names in the back of your mind, like Brennan Marion, Pitt wide receivers coach. We had Mark Whipple was brought up earlier. I think that would be an interesting name to kind of keep tabs on. And I would go and look at that Nick Saban staff and just be like, all right, who has got connections and ties there? Because you're looking stylistically, it's not going to be a guy who runs an air raid system, right, or a run and shoot. You need somebody tailored to the identity of Mario Cristobal and the talent on the Oregon roster.
Which is
going to be a lot of names.
It's going to be a plenty of names. It's just a matter of then, once you have the style and fit on the football field, then you have to ask the question of recruiting and personality off of it.
Faux show.
And that Venn diagram is where you find your ideal candidate.
Absolutely. But I don't think anybody really saw, like, this is what Cristobal did before, though, is like, Joe Moorhead wasn't a guy that everybody's like, yeah, that's going to be the no-brainer. That's the perfect fit there.
Right.
But stylistically, it worked with what Oregon was doing. Mm-hmm. It was the RPO game that Marcus Arroyo had, but amplified even more, right? And a more creative variation off of it with a downhill running attack. Now, is that going to be refined even more, right? And that is going to be the interesting part with this hire.
Yep.
I would look towards the Midwest and the Southeastern Conference, though.
I think so.
All right. Heisman Trophy. This is such a weird year in college football.
It is a bizarre year in college football, especially when it comes to the Heisman, because it feels like it's sort of been all over and you have recency bias going on, at least in my mind, of like, I just saw Bryce Young have to run for his life all over the field against Auburn, right? But then does that eliminate what he's done the entire way? We just saw Aiden Hutchinson wreak havoc in, what was that, two weeks ago or last week? And so that has recency bias. And I think this is just going to be an interesting year because you still have there's so much parity in college football this year, and it feels like there's more of it than there has been in years past. And so then it's not as easy to just say, oh, best team, best player is your sort of like cop out way to figure that out.
And there, yeah, that this, it does feel that way of like, oh, all right, well, what's been the default in the past? And it is, right, give it to a guy like Troy Smith. And you mentioned Derrick Henry earlier, but I think the one too is Mark Ingram was another one where you're like, okay, because that was the Toby Gearhart year.
That was also the Colt McCoy year.
Yeah, which it was an odd one. And you go best team, best player, if it's not going to just blow your hair back and blow you away with who it is. You mentioned Aiden Hutchinson. That would, now you have a defensive lineman that in Vegas has the third best odds. He's plus 1,500
right
in this, only behind Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud took a massive hit because of what happened last week against Michigan. And Bryce Young could take just as substantial of a hit for his performance in the SEC championship game, because he was not impressive against Auburn either. The offense was not clicking on all cylinders against Auburn, which is a 6-6 team. Now, he's obviously not the reason why that game was so close, wholly. But you're looking at it and saying best player, best team. The best team is Georgia.
Right.
And we don't know who the best player on Georgia is. And that might be the most dangerous and freaky part about what Georgia is that they do not have a dominant player. And yet they are one of the scariest teams in all of college football.
And you have to go all the way down to the seventh spot to find a Georgia player and the current Heisman odds on BetMGM.
Really?
Yeah, you have to go down. Seventh is Jordan Davis, defensive tackle.
Oh.
So you have
seen that's not...
So BetMGM, as of right now, has Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Aiden Hutchinson, Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral, Kenneth Walker III.
That's it right there. I think.
And then Jordan Davis.
Kenneth Walker, you know, he got absolutely shut down.
Yes.
When they got hammered. But at the same time, over the body of work over this entire year, Kenneth Walker has been awesome for Michigan State.
And that's why it's so interesting to see these odds moves around, because it feels like in some cases there is recency bias and in some cases just straight up bias, right? Like Alabama and Ohio State is just bias. Like you cannot say C.J. Stroud has been the second best. He has been inconsistent this year at times for Ohio State.
For sure.
Bryce Young has been the same way for Alabama, but it's Alabama and it's Ohio State. And then Aiden Hutchinson wasn't even on the board until they played Ohio State. And he was the reason, the big part of the reason that C.J. Stroud struggled so much.
I'm wondering, you know, like, this isn't a heavy quarterback year either. Like, there's no dominant, like, hey, this is the lights out number one pick. Like,
totally.
Trevor Lawrence is probably sitting there going, I'm in Jacksonville. This is terrible. I wish I was in college football because I'd be the Heisman Trophy winner.
Like, let me be the fifth best quarterback instead of the first out of college football last year.
Yeah. Well, if he was still there, like, you would have a guy who could win the Heisman Trophy in Trevor Lawrence this year that would be a no-brainer. You just go, yep. But this year it seems like such a tough decision. I would go with Kenneth Walker. If I had my Heisman vote, I would go with Kenneth Walker. And that would be, and I know Ohio State absolutely put the clamps down on him, but that's the incredible part of what his season is that Ohio State's a great football team, and they put the clamps down on him because the whole focus was on Kenneth Walker. That's what everybody's been doing, and he's averaging 6.2 yards a carry. Like, he is a freak of nature.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's going to be interesting. I think we're going to learn so much about, I don't know. If Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud struggle this weekend, or not C.J. Stroud, he doesn't get a chance to play. If Bryce Young struggles this weekend, I think it's going to be very interesting to see where these end up.
Yeah.
Where these odds end up.
This text says Kenny Pickett is the People's Heisman champion. Kenny Pickett, Pitt quarterback. Pitt is low-key the most talent-rich school that you just kind of put in the back of your mind.
I would agree with that.
Like, they have put so many guys in like, not just the NFL, but the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That you just go, whoa, he went to Pitt? Mm-hmm. You know, Dan Marino, Tony Dorsett, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald. Like, they have got so many. LeSean McCoy. Like, they have got so many just incredible NFL players that you don't even really think of them as being the football king that they are. And it's over like every decade, they have like a dominant player that goes into the NFL and just is a stud. And you're like, really?
Yep.
From Pitt? From Pitt. Pittsburgh.
I know.
They do it.
Every time.
Kenny Pickett. Gonna do it again.
Yeah,
I would love to see a defensive guy get it.
I think so too. Especially
Hutchinson.
Yeah. I think if Jordan Davis has a game against Alabama, I think his odds shoot up. I don't know. I'm pro putting the defensive players in like equal standing as like a quarterback. Because I just think that I know defense is much like you see a lot more of the team aspect of defense.
For sure.
But it's also when you really watch the game of football, like it was very obvious. Quandre Diggs, this is going to the NFL now, right? But Quandre Diggs has become such a critical part of Seattle's defense. And he doesn't need to be involved in every play. Or like where the ball's going on every play in order to know that, right?
For sure.
And so I think that that's something where, especially when it's somebody like Aiden Hutchinson, who you can see his impact on the defensive level, or Jordan Davis, where you can see his impact on opposing quarterbacks, I think they should be considered equally.
And then there's this text, though, that it's a good one. Remember, both Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald should have finished higher than they did. The modern attitude of only rewarding skill position players is why the Heisman means less than it used to. Hear, hear.
Mm.
But, I mean, this has always been the issue, though, is that, like, Charles Woodson is the last defensive player to win the Heisman, right? Well, it's been like this for a long time.
Right.
And I think they going against the just giving it to a quarterback or the best player in the best team would be this is the year to do it.
Totally.
If you're going to go back to the roots of the Heisman and say, who's the best player? I think you're looking at Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
I think you're looking at Kenneth Walker III. I think you're looking at Jordan Davis. Those sorts of guys definitely need to have their hat in the conversation there.
I think so.
All right. 503-250-1080. That'd be the fan text line.
You want to talk about how quickly USC might find themselves in violations of recruiting?
I do. I have that written down because we got shenanigans.
Shenanigans already.
Shenanigans!
Watch out.
AJ and Dusty on the fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Get your leg crashed by my Hellsman staff while the pitchers broadcast and splash and tell the news like Katie Chung.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Before the age of 21, let the sun to grow in the ghettos of the slums where the shots that go for twisted metal for cash flow. React slow. Here we go. Get be alone by the lone gunner who took revenge for his brother who got slain.
We got recruiting shenanigans that we need to talk about, but before we do that, a signing just happening.
Oh.
Pete Carroll has acknowledged that Adrian Peterson has been signed to the Seahawks practice squad.
Okay. That'll turn things around. I mean, I think Adrian Peterson should play football. I think that's, I'm pro that move because yeah. I think that's fine, but I don't think it's going to help them.
Yeah, this isn't a if it ain't broke, don't fix it situation. Right. This is a it's broken.
We don't really have an answer, but this could be fun.
Ooh, it's broken. Let's duct tape it.
There we go. That's
what the Seahawks are going with right now. So Seahawks are signing Adrian Peterson. I don't know. Like, he was okay in Tennessee, but even they looked at him and were like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
He gone.
Yep.
So I just hope he's not wearing number 8 again because that was weird. Just get him back.
Yep.
Just... I don't care what number. It doesn't have to be 28. Just get him out of 8.
I would agree with that.
There we go.
What is Alex Collins?
No idea.
41. Never mind.
41.
Isn't
Swenson,
he?
Swenson, Samsonite.
One more time? Off.
Okay. You missed that one. Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That's a Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, boo.
I thought that you might know Dumb and Dumber.
No.
Okay. All right, never mind.
No, I didn't.
All right, we do have recruiting shenanigans, and I am here for recruiting shenanigans 100%.
Yes, because USC may have been a whopping 3 days, 72 hours into their brand new regime down there in the City of Angels before they have potentially their first recruiting violation. So Roy Manning is the cornerbacks coach for the Sooners.
For Oklahoma.
He was on visits. Well, okay. So first off, Roy Manning was not one of the coaches that Riley said, hey, he's coming with me to L.A.
Yep. That was their receivers coach, their defensive coordinator, strength coach, and football ops.
So not one of those four. However, Manning has been going with Bob Stoops on recruiting visits, theoretically, for Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Late yesterday, there was an article on 24/7 on modern day defensive back Domani Jackson. And he said, hey, I've cut my list of places to 2, Alabama or USC. In this article, he talks about how Lincoln Riley's been blowing up his phone, and that's been impressive with everything he has going on. And then he went on to say, he said he wants to send in Coach Grinch, the DC.
Yeah.
And then he'll come in later. I've heard from Coach Grinch too. And also Roy Manning, who was the DB coach at OU.
Oh, no.
I've been texting back and forth with Coach Manning and look forward to meeting those guys in person.
No. So this guy, Roy Manning, is going on visits with Bob Stoops to recruit, saying, you know what? Everything's fine at Oklahoma.
Yep.
We've got stability. Boy. And then this kid who's getting recruited by SC is like, oh, no, yeah, like SC's one of my finalists. Like, Roy Manning's awesome.
It gets better.
Oh, no.
Okay, because not even an hour after that story breaks last night, maybe not even 15 minutes, shoot, you have you have the OU compliance Twitter, which I didn't know that existed, but you have an OU compliance Twitter account posting the eye emojis and then the 100 sign.
No.
Like, oh, okay. We've seen you. And then you had a kid who came, who got recruited. There was an in-home visit with Manning and Stoops on Monday. He talked about, oh, it's so great to have them in my home. Thanks for coming to visit me. I think he's in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And then he tweets out, Robert Jennings, he's like, oh, yeah, he's a Sooners commitment for 2022. Jennings tweets out the, like, face palm gif or gif, however you say it. So it's a mess. It is a Roy Manning has created a mess for SC and Oklahoma.
Sign me up for more of this.
It's chaos.
Because this is where... there's a lot. I heard, did you hear Colin's rant today on why are you blaming coaches for the way that they're exiting, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's right. You blame the NCAA. I think it's misguided a little bit in that he blames it on the early signing period, that's the whole reason why. It's also blame it on the NCAA because they've been propping up this model of amateurism.
Mm.
And saying, no, it's purity of the game
right.
for decades.
Yes.
And we know that's been a farce and we see right through it. But it's nothing more than millions of dollars that's moving these guys from program to program.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brian Kelly said as much. Like, well, if the offer came across, I'd have to see it because my wife would probably have a say in that. Well, yeah. And I would say $95 million deal going. Meanwhile, the kids aren't getting paid anything, right? Like there's a little bit of all of this playing in, but like there is, if you're a fan base, like if I'm an Oklahoma fan, I'm pissed at that because you got a guy who's sitting in homes pitching Oklahoma. And then as they're leaving, texting other kids saying, I'm going to be at SC.
Yep.
Like, and that is a problem. That is a messy exit. And there isn't a great way to do it, but you can't have a foot in both pool. Like you've got to be in one pool or in the other pool. You cannot just be straddling this thing.
And it's so interesting because Lincoln Riley maintains, he doubled down on it today. He said Sunday at 11 is the first conversation he's ever had with anybody from another football team.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a, look, I don't blame Lincoln Riley. I don't blame the coaches, but just break that off because this will happen.
Right.
We know this to be a certainty that this sort of thing will happen because you can't just sit there and pretend that these recruits don't have no idea what school you're from.
Well, and it's also a bit of an insult to the recruit, right? Like you think that it's a bit audacious to be like, oh no, I'm going to go on an in-home visit to a kid in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma on Monday. And then he's not going to find out that on Tuesday I was recruiting for USC. Or like the kid that I'm recruiting for USC isn't going to go public with his decision, because come on. I mean, these recruits are making 5-minute hype videos to talk about where they're going to college.
Yeah.
And you can like have your issue with that or whatever. But the point being is that this is a very public thing. These kids, especially with NIL, which I think fine, go for it, whatever.
Heck yeah, make that money.
They're making that money. They're building their brand. They're utilizing really cool social media, and that's all well and good. But to not understand that that's what's going to happen, especially with a high-ranking recruit, is just like, hello.
It's going to be a big problem.
What are you doing?
Oh, I love it all. And so will USC get in trouble for that, though? I mean, I know you cannot be recruiting
for two schools
at once.
Especially one that you're not hired by yet.
Yeah, but I see USC going down the road of, oh, we didn't employ him. Like, no, he was going rogue trying to get a job with us. And they'll just say, sorry, Roy.
Yeah. I mean, that's possible.
You have to lay low for a while.
Yeah. Offensive analyst.
Yeah. Be an offensive analyst for us. And then we'll bring you on staff next
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Don't worry. We got a house in Pasadena for you, though.
If Oklahoma and USC become rivals because of this,
yes,
I'm here for it.
Very pro that.
Give me
a lot of red.
It is a lot of red.
It's a lot of red.
No, it's crimson and scarlet. Come on.
I mean, is it?
It's crimson
like
and scarlet.
Some of their alternate uniforms are not that far off.
No, I'm with you. It's the same damn color.
Yeah.
But if you tell that to an SC fan or
sorry,
Oklahoma fan, be like, no. Completely different
colors.
You
can call it what you wish.
It's crimson and cream and scarlet and gold.
It's totally fine.
Same damn color. Same color. All right.
That's not a fight I meant to pick today, but sorry.
No, we're here for it. SC fans and Oklahoma fans are just going to text in at 503-250-1080.
Ooh.
Right now is Will with SportsCenter.
Shake it. Yo, 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 yo. Stand on the block, Reebok, gun cock, avalanche rock, get paid off, mass murderous services, chef, break them, watch the alley cats, bake them, pull nine, made them, drop
presents. This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Rap my Alansky, crash your fantasy, getting high, fella, stand by, here's the plan, see, sit back, collecting, texting, checking, blowing slow in the Montero, flexing, beats break heavenly, word the INS.
They say that numbers never lie. We will prove to you sometimes they do. This Wu-Tang Wednesday interrupted by the most dramatic sound on this station.
Dun, dun, dun.
The numbers live theme song. Will Darkens. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you?
Just dandy over there?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
I feel like you need a hug today, bud.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Oh, by the way, quick follow-up to last segment.
Mm.
Ugo Amadi, former Duck, number 28 for the Seattle Seahawks.
That's right. Sorry, AP, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, numbers lie. Right. That number don't lie.
And a high quarterback class featuring elite recruits like Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields going off the board early. Awesome. New England Patriots ended up with the best quarterback from the 2021 class in Mac Jones.
Yeah, they did.
But just how much better is he than the rest?
Oh.
True or false? Whoa. Mac Jones is the only quarterback in the class to have a passer rating over 100 in a single game.
In a single game?
That's correct.
I'll go false. I feel like all of these quarterbacks have had their moments. They really have. Zach Wilson has had a moment early in the year. You had Trevor Lawrence has had a moment in a game where he hasn't been terrible. His team just sucks. Justin Fields has had his moments throughout the course of the year. I'm going to go and say, no, false. I think they have.
I'll go true.
Somebody's got to have gotten one.
I'm trying to think of the game, though. I say false.
Dang. You should have stuck with true.
Mac Jones has had six games over 100 passer rating. Trevor Lawrence, zero. Zach Wilson, zero. Trey Lance, zero. Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well.
God, you'd assume that they would have one.
Well.
Yeah, but like when was Trevor Lawrence's? Against Miami?
No. His highest rating is against, I'm looking at it right now, the San Francisco 49ers, 81.8.
When he was playing Trey Lance? Or was that what you...
No, it was Jimmy G. Yeah, they lost 31-10, but he had an 81.8.
Mm. Well, so there's that.
It's not the interceptions, it's the touchdowns that are the problem with Trevor Lawrence. He doesn't throw a lot of them.
As in scoring them?
Yeah. He just doesn't throw. Oh, he had a 93. He had a 93.4. He's gotten really close. 96.5 against the Bungles. Yeah, he's been close. Good.
Good.
I know he hasn't been like god awful every game. Just no, most of them.
One, his team is just really bad.
So bad.
All right. Brian Kelly said on Wednesday that he entered the season with no plans to leave Notre Dame, but that's not true, as apparently the LSU job was too exciting for him to pass up. LSU made the bombshell announcement, signing Kelly 10 years, $95 million contract. But let's compare apples to oranges here. True or false, Notre Dame has more Heisman winners than LSU has SEC titles.
Notre Dame more Heisman winners than
we're going
LSU
back to
has
50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
SEC titles.
Is the last Notre Dame Heisman winner Tim Brown?
It is.
I'll still go yes on this because the SEC is really hard to win. I'm going to go yes because they probably mopped up in like the 40s.
I'm trying to think.
Old Scoops McGillicuddy, he won the Heisman Trophy back in the day. I remember him very well.
That was an accent. Yeah, I'm going to go with Notre Dame has more highs.
You can't go the same thing.
Okay, I'll go the opposite. I need to stop playing game.
Yeah, AJ's right.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Shoot.
See? Told you.
You're welcome.
LSU has 12 SEC titles.
12. How
Notre
many?
Notre Dame has 7 Heisman winners.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
It just means more, I guess.
Yes. And they're all white guys with black and white photos. In fact, the 1943 one doesn't even have a photo on this website.
Oh, man.
Except for Tim Brown.
His name is Angelo Bartelli.
Angelo Bartelli?
Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Johnny Lujack. Leon Hart.
Why do these guys sound like movie villains?
Yeah, they kind of do.
Johnny Leitner.
Christian Leitner's long-lost relative. I don't like him already.
Paul Horong. Probably pronounced that wrong. You
know, yes, Paul Horning. He has an award named after him.
It's fine.
Oh.
Yeah.
John Horate?
I don't even know what name that could be, but...
Could go with wrong.
All right.
And then there's Tim Brown.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. A Florida woman who passed gas in a convenience store pulled a knife and threatened to gut a guy who complained about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I like her style.
Shanae Yvette Wilson, 37 years old, was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. That's important here.
That is important.
True or false, her bail was $5,000.
Oh. I haven't watched Dog the Bounty Hunter in quite some time, but they explain bail. Like, you only have to pay
10%. Yeah.
You answered that rather quickly.
Well, because...
a little too quickly, McCord. I'll go. That sounds about right. $5,000.
But see, I need to stop answering. You let me answer
pulling
first.
A fart on a guy who's... Or pulling a knife on somebody who smelled her fart and called her on it.
Yeah. It just seems very aggressive. Yeah,
what do
I'm
you
gonna...
do if you're that guy? You're like, wait, what?
This escalated really quickly.
Did she yell at him like, who smelt it, dealt it? Gah!
Yeah.
Get all stabby?
Ugh. Yeah, I think $5,000 sounds about right-ish.
$2,500, that was it.
$2,500?
$2,500
to get
you out.
Without intent to kill?
Yep, and it's Florida.
Ah.
Well, I mean, look.
So that means she had to pay $25 to get out of...
Hello?
I think it's $25. Oh. Is it?
10%?
10% of $25.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we're not doing math here. Okay.
All right. Dozens
I suck at this game today.
Dozens of people were snowed in at the highest pub in the United Kingdom for 3 nights.
Damn right they are.
After the country was hit by Storm Arwen, officials say guests have been entertained by an Oasis cover band called Noasis, who were booked to play on Friday night. True or false? This group was trapped for 10 days.
False. It can be 10 days. 10 days?
Where were they?
England.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see that. Which part of... I'm sorry. I was very distracted by the fact that my math was really bad. I'm going to need you to
with
say
what?
That. I'm going to need you to say it again.
The whole story?
Just, like, the highlights.
I can read it again.
Okay.
Dozens of people have been snowed in at the highest pub in the United Kingdom for 3 nights.
Okay.
Nobody? Just gave away
people.
The answer.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. 3 nights. I was waiting for the part.
It's like, there's
the
no
question.
Way it was 10 days. But, I mean, like, college me, that would be a dream. Maybe not the Oasis cover band, which I didn't think that was a thing still.
Noasis?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, play Wonderwall!
Hey. It's a save.
Well, I also wonder, too,
fight each other!
Oh, my gosh.
Cover bands, it's usually 20 years. That's kind of your, like, what would I say, sweet spot to make a cover band.
Okay. Like 20 years after they're popular?
Yeah.
Or?
That's usually how long you want to wait.
Okay.
I would think. I don't know.
I would think.
Like, you wouldn't make a cover band of the Killers, right?
Well, I think there is that. I think there is that floating around. Like, there was a guy when Prince was still alive, R.I.P. Prince, who he was like a really good, he was like awesome Prince cover band. Like, he made his own outfits.
Oh.
He was insane.
Hmm.
I don't know what the guy's name is. I'm sure the text line will help me out on this, but he was money. And like, Prince was still alive, and he was like a short little guy too. He looked like Prince, and he was awesome. So I don't know if they're cool and popular. You can go make the cover band all you want.
You know, at the Thirsty Lion, there is a cover band for Sublime that just played there like every weekend.
Sublime?
Yeah, there's a Sublime cover band that I swear played there every weekend, because I was there every weekend for a good like 1 year stretch.
That works.
Wow.
That works.
All right.
College me would have loved being stuck in a bar for 3 days. You kidding me?
Well, it's a lodge, kind of. It's a bar lodge kind of thing.
Yeah. See, I could have believed that it was 10 days.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, depending on where in England, there's places like in Montana or rural California, or rural Oregon for that matter, that if like it gets really gnarly weather, you're not going anywhere.
That is very true.
Montana, Idaho.
My own personal hell. Being stuck like up in the woods in the cold.
Well, they were in a lodge.
I know.
With
get
alcohol.
That fire going. Now, see, own personal heaven.
Were fine.
Heaven and hell, not that far
I think
apart.
They were fine.
In my world. That is Numbers Live. All right, 503-250-1080. Get you set for the day on the fan next.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan. Get all up in your guts. French vanilla, butter, pecan, chocolate deluxe.
Even caramel sundaes is getting touched. And scooped in my ice cream truck. This story, or this stat, is wild out of the NFL. Mm. Lori Hirsch, who works for ESPN, covers the National Football League. 2021 regular season snaps that Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, Ezekiel Elliott, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, and Lyle Collins have played together this year.
Oh.
Zero.
I was going to say, can't be much.
Zero.
That's wild.
All of those guys are going to be back on the field tomorrow for Thursday Night Football against the Saints.
Oh.
That's an incredible number.
That could also be the weirdest game of the season. Cowboys Saints.
Yeah.
Those are two of the most, like, you have no idea what you're going to get every single time they walk on the field.
But I started this year after that week one loss that the Cowboys had to Tampa and was like, here we go. This will be the beginning of the, you know, abusive relationship Cowboys fans have with their team.
Yep.
I said they'll go through a run and everybody will be so high on them.
Because Texas is back.
Because Texas is back, and then they're going to hit the skids, and everybody's going to freak out, and then they're going to be a good team. Like, that's what they are. They're a good team. Well, guess what happened? After they lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they went and they rifled off, what, 6 straight wins?
Mm.
And now they've lost 3 of their last 4, and there's panic in the streets, and the Raiders beat them on Thanksgiving, and Ezekiel Elliott looks broken. Well, guess what? Now they're getting all of those guys back. They'll finally be on the field at the exact same time. And their defense is going to get healthy again, too. I think, like, in the next 2 weeks, they're going to have their full complement of Randy Gregory and Lawrence on the outside, too, which is, like, that's huge for them defensively.
Oh, and who are the Saints?
The Saints are busted.
The Saints are confusing.
Taysom Hill might be starting at quarterback tomorrow. Or it looks like he is.
Okay.
Going to be starting at Taysom Hill.
Sheesh.
So give me the Cowboys in a million.
In a million?
Yeah. Million points.
Okay.
We'll lay it. New record. New
Should
high score.
Should ask Trista about that one.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, we've got that. If you missed our interview with Trista Crick, our BetMGM insider, she joined us at 1:30. You can check that out on the Les Schwab Tires podcast, 1080thefan.com and the Odyssey app. And we also had our Panic Your Patience, and we talked about Joe Moorhead leaving at the end of the year today.
Yeah. Reportedly.
Yeah, reportedly leaving. Well, reportedly. He's noncommittal. He's like, hey, I'm getting ready for a bowl game. And if you're wondering if this affects the Pac-12 championship game, it doesn't affect it at all.
No.
Joe Moorhead reportedly being the coach in line for Akron that will not affect the bowl preparations for Oregon. You brought up the fact that they had a pretty damn big bowl game with Marcus Arroyo that they did just fine in.
And I believe that was the game that we all realized Justin Herbert can run.
Yeah, well, the Pac-12 championship game, too, he ran a few times, but that was the game where he ran the entire game against Wisconsin.
The Rose Bowl, you were like, wait a minute. Didn't he break or he tied a record or maybe broke it with Steve Young in the Rose Bowl, that year? He tied a record for, like, the last time a quarterback had run that many touchdowns in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, no idea.
I'm pretty sure. It's a very far reach. But I can remember that stat.
You can.
Don't quiz me on random simple math.
Let's not.
It's not going to go well for
me. Look, I was just going to ignore it.
It's not. I'm out. I'm opting out of that simple math in general.
Opting out of this discussion.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Primetime with Isaac and Souk. No Isaac.
Oh.
But Souk. He's gone for like the whole month.
The whole month?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yep. But Mike Lynch is here, and then he... We'll have no hot corner tonight. Basketball, Ducks basketball. Ducks basketball tonight.
Vince Young.
Yeah, Steve Young and Vince Young are far different.
Very different people. Yeah. Vince Young.
They were both quarterbacks, though.
Yeah, but
they both could run.
Vince Young was the last Oregon.
That was against USC.
Yeah, Justin Herbert tied Vince Young.
Yeah.
That makes way more sense than what I said.
You know, if you understood the quote of Swinson, Swanson, Swenson, Samsonite. It would be really funny to you.
Yeah, maybe.
Because of the Vince Young thing, Steve Young thing.
Yeah, well, here we are.
All right, up next, Primetime. We'll see you Wednesday right here from noon to 3 on The Fan.
Coming from the 36th chamber, bring it to my proper partner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.